I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We continue our international briefing with news from the southern border. Violence connected to drug trafficking is killing thousands of Mexicans every year. But now, some local U.S. officials along the border worry that their cities are suffering collateral damage. We'll find out why in just a few minutes. But first, to Ghana, where opposition candidate John Atta Mills was sworn in as Ghana's president on Wednesday. He was elected in the closest vote in Ghana's history. But while tensions ran high during the campaign, violence didn't. And after a year in which disputed elections caused much suffering and bloodshed elsewhere on the continent, Ghana's peaceful transfer of power from one elected leader to another is being noted as an example of how democracy is supposed to work. I'm joined by NPR's West Africa correspondent, Afebia Quist-Arkton, for more. Welcome, Afebia. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Afrishapa, as we say in Ghana. May it be full of showers of blessings for everyone.
Well, thank you. So who is John Atta Mills? What's his background?
Well, let's give his full name, John Evans Fifi Atta Mills. And he is a 64-year-old lawyer and tax expert, a former vice president of Ghana, and one could say third time lucky, because this is the third time that he has stood as a presidential candidate in the elections. And it's he lost against outgoing President Kufuor in 2000 and again in 2004, and success this time against the incumbent party's candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo.
Now, I remember last year when people were first gearing up for the election, there was a huge field of candidates at first. What contributed to the Mills' victory in the end? Why did he come out on top?
Well, we came down to what? Was it seven candidates in all? I think, as many people are saying, and many Ghanaians are saying, it has shown the political maturity of this country. As you said in your introduction, Michelle, there was tension, and it was quite a divisive election campaign and very acrimonious between the two parties. But ultimately, Ghanaians, or half of Ghanaians, because it was such a close vote, have chosen John Atta Mills, so they have chosen change. And what the new president is saying is that this is a new era. He hopes to heal the wounds and unite our dear nation, as he put it, but that Ghana must now move forward. But the other half of Ghanaians who chose the outgoing governing party's candidate wanted continuity. So whoever is now governing this country is going to have to walk a very narrow, tight path, because, of course, half the nation or half the electorate did not vote for him. But he says he, as we heard in your introduction, that he's the father of all Ghanaians, not just of the now governing National Democratic Congress Party.
Now folks in the United States have been known to dispute a close election. We have a Senate race, for example, in Minnesota that is only just now being resolved because the vote was so close. But the ruling party candidate, as I understand it, did not contest the final vote tally. And was that a surprise?
Well, it looked as if it was going to go the legal route and that there was going to be a legal challenge to the election. But I think probably in the interest of Ghana, Nana Akufo-Addo, formally, I don't think he has actually conceded, but he congratulated John Atta Mills and he said that he accepted that the Electoral Commissioner, a very respected Electoral Commissioner here in Ghana, had declared the opponent the winner. So it looks as if now that the swearing-in has happened, perhaps the recourse to a legal argument or to a legal response is going to be dropped and Ghana will now move forward. And Ghana, of course, which is going to become next year, it is hoped, the latest oil-exporting nation with the pumping of crude oil, because Ghana's basics here are gold and cocoa, number two cocoa producer in the world, the number two gold producer in Africa. But now this new era as an oil-producing country, and of course, will that mean, as it has for many African countries, that this becomes a curse for Ghana, or will it be a blessing? That's what many Ghanaians are hoping for, that it will be the latter.
In fact, that was what I was going to ask you. What are some of the challenges that the new president will face in this country? Of course, many people are very excited about the election of Barack Obama, but they're also mindful of the very real challenges he faces confronting two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and a very serious economic condition. So what are some of the things that Mills is facing?
Well, I think the latter that you mentioned, the fact that the global economic downturn is affecting Africa as it is affecting probably every country in the world, that in this climate, Ghanaians who did not vote for the outgoing government said that Ghana is touted around the world, is praised around the world, is hailed as having had an incredible economic growth rate, but that many Ghanaians didn't feel this in their wallets, didn't feel it in their pockets, didn't feel the money jingling in their pockets. That's what the new president is promising them, that he hopes that the benefits and the profits from oil will trickle down to all Ghanaians. But of course, election pledges are one thing. The reality of delivering on those pledges and promises is another. So those are going to be, I think, the main challenges for John Atta Mills, as well as, of course, making sure that Ghana in the region, in West Africa, which has been a turbulent region, this is a region that has, even Ghana itself, before the return to multi-party democracy in 92, was a country that was subject to coup d'etats, that had military rule, and this region has had conflicts and civil wars. Ghana wants to see itself as an example, that it has shown its democratic maturity and that it will go on to be an example, not only in the region, but in Africa. But it's a tall order for anyone governing in this region.
NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton joined us from Accra. Ophelia, thank you so much again for joining us. As always, stay in touch.
Always a pleasure. Hope to speak to you a little more in 2009.